But time will tell whether he's fit for a job like president, you know. But I never liked Robert Kennedy at all.
I don't like any of the Kennedys, and people just worship them.
They think they're really special, people think. No, so,
I'm
you know,
did you see,
Teddy
did
Kennedy.
You see last week in last week's paper where the Kennedy clan, I forgot how many, $300 million they've got. You know, there's a certain type, I don't know what it is. It's not e-bond, but it's a certain type of bond you can buy. It pays 5.5% interest. And you don't have to pay any income tax back to the government.
Yeah, when the government pays you the interest, you don't pay tax on the
interest. You don't pay any tax. That's right. And they've got all their foundations set up, and they get all their money. That's what the whole clan lives off. And they got $300 million, see.
And they don't pay taxes.
They don't pay one dime worth of taxes, see. And in today's paper, this morning's paper, yesterday morning's paper, the federal government's going to spend $500,000 to build a new road to go to Robert Kennedy's grave where everybody can see him. You know, access road is what call the thing, because the regular road goes over the hill and beyond the thing, and the family's going to spend $1 million to build a monument up there.
So you, but to get back to what you're saying, you said that Garrison puts a Negro on the stand and that way everybody will believe it.
I didn't say he wouldn't believe it, but every time you read the correspondence in the newspaper, and hear Walter Pancake at night at 6:30, and hear all the rest of these things, and read these things in your Look magazine, your Life magazine, everything else. Anytime from Rip Brown to all the rest of anything they say, they believe it. They don't believe a white man. The white man ain't got it. He ain't nothing. Now it all goes to the color man.
The poor white people are the ones that are poor this day.
And
the houses not fit for niggers to live in, but a poor white family can go there and it's all right for them to live in it.
Oh, you see that around here?
Mm-hmm. See it, we experience it.
We passed Athens going to my daughter's. And there's a section there that about 6 or 8 or 10 houses just on this side of the river. And when we first started going up there, niggers lived in those houses. And now the niggers, the government has moved those niggers out and poor white people are living there. And they're the same houses that had not been anything done to them. They don't look any better than they did when we first started.
But they got an urban renewal right across town, and they put the niggers in urban renewal in there.
But those houses were not good enough for those niggers to live in. But they are good enough for those poor white people to live in.
Well, there's another side to it, too, you know, that the Negro...
There's always two sides.
The Negro has always been conditioned to doing what the white man says, being put where he's put. Whereas a lot of white people would say, I'd rather have a shabby house, but it's my own, than to live in your government housing. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So you have to remember that too, I think, that, you know, Negroes never learned to have any pride that this is my home or something like that. You know, whereas your father taught you, take care of this, take care of that. Their parents never taught them.
I tell you what, we got two living out here on the whole place right down here now. One of them is, they're both in their 70s at the moment.
That's the Hunt.
They live in an old house, and I guarantee you they'll keep the yards cleaner. You go in that house and you don't smell an odor, you don't smell anything in the world. You go in there, and they were raised back kind of 70 years ago.